Welcome to the Title League Podcast. I'm your host, Kurt.
And I'm Trish.
And today we wrap up season two of the Title League Podcast. We talk a little bit about playoffs, the bubble, the Toronto Raptors, the defending champions, and more.
Get out the brooms. We just finished a sweep of the Nets. So as a Raptors fan, I'm extremely happy that we advanced. I'm happy that we swept. Everything's great. But let's be real. The Nets weren't their full team. There was a lot of reasons why we did well against the Brooklyn Nets. So we're going to have to enjoy the celebration for a short amount of time and then kind of tighten our bootstraps and figure out how to face the Celtics, who are the only team that have beat us in the bubble so far.
Yeah, it's, but even though we all know so many, you know, KD, Kyrie, DeAndre Jordan, Taurean Prince, Spencer Dinwiddie, the list goes on. Lots of guys sitting.
The list goes on.
But, you know, it also proves that we are a championship team. We took care of business. We didn't give up a sloppy loss. And to give the Nets credit, they still had a plus 500 record in the bubble. So, you know, the fact that we took care of business is great. And it's also a little bit daunting going into this next series because Boston just swept Philly. And, you know, Philly, I mean, aside from missing Ben Simmons, still had a full team and Joel Embiid. So it's going to be quite the battle, but it starts Thursday and I'm excited.
It is exciting. It's going to make for really good basketball. But as you know, we talked about in previous episodes, I am still fascinated by the Western Conference and what is happening there. We can't even go 5 minutes into this podcast and not talk about the Portland Trailblazers and Damian Lillard. Like, it has been an epic energy and time and fun watching this man play and watching him carry his team and really making LeBron and the Lakers put up a fight. And I don't know, man. I don't know if they have it in them. I don't know what's going to happen. We got another game tonight. I don't know. Actually, I have to give a shout out to our season one guest, Phil Handy, who is assistant coach of the Lakers. We're actually recording on his birthday. We won't be releasing on his birthday. And I sent him a quick little message and told him that I hope that the Trailblazers weren't giving him too much grief. And his exact words to me, quote unquote, were nothing we can't handle. So much love to you, Phil. Happy birthday. I do trust that the Lakers are going to come through.
Yeah, well, it's 2-1 LA. Damian Lillard's now playing with a dislocated finger. Games tonight. It's been exciting. I hope it stays competitive. I don't want to see 4-1. But we can't talk about the West without talking about the Dallas Mavericks and the other LA team.
Oh, yes.
And what's going on there. The series is tied. Luka Magic.
Sorry.
That step back.
I forgot your guy crush. I wasn't going to not talk about Dallas. I promise we would have gotten Dallas.
Well, you know, Dallas is tied up this series against Paul George and Kawhi Leonard's Clippers. Luka is 21 years old. He is putting up astronomical numbers. People that have put up the numbers that he's putting up, I mean, he's in a whole different class. The Oscar Robinsons of the world, the Magic Johnsons of the world, 21 years old and a 40-point triple-double last night to win the game on the buzzer.
I mean, it was that was magic to watch, and that really put him to the top of the list for MVP in my books. I think that it has been a joy to watch before the hiatus and now in the bubble. And again, you know, we're talking that they're up against a really strong team, and he is making things happen for the Mavericks. I keep saying it. The West Coast teams are fun. I enjoy watching them. I haven't really been as invested in the Eastern Conference teams apart from the Magic. But I do have to, I don't want to switch out too quickly, but something that we haven't talked about is the fact that you and I and people from the team have had the opportunity to actually be virtual fans inside the NBA bubble. And that is thanks to a dear friend of ours, Carrie Malecki, who is the mom to Brian Bowen of the Indiana Pacers. And she is our family. We have had, you know, there will be one day where we will tell the story as to how we became friends with her and what we all went through. And it's all, you know, G-rated and fun, but what, like, you know, not the time for it right now. But she really has become family, and it's been really cool being a virtual fan. It's all done through Microsoft Teams. And you're sitting with some interesting people. So I don't know. You've caught a couple of extra games more than me, Kurt. But how has that been compared to being in an arena watching a game live to being in your pajamas watching it from your living room?
I wouldn't quite say pajamas, but you don't want to be on national television in your pajamas.
Well, you can have your jersey on top and your pajamas on bottom. It's really just waist up.
The virtual fan experience has been, it's innovative. It just goes to show who the NBA is at a league. They're progressive. They're forward thinking. They're always finding ways to just move forward. And when you think about the circumstances, it's cool because you still get the chance to be a part of the game. You can still be on TV and people can see you and the shout out. So shout out to Carrie for hooking it up and the games we've attended. The virtual fan experience is really cool. And, you know, we've just enjoyed being part of it. So,
well, I think kind of what's been interesting, less so about being a fan in the stands, but more so watching these fans now. You forget that, like, people have lives. People are actually in their homes watching the game, but you just see a silhouette of them on, you know, as in this podcast right now. This is what you're seeing of the individual. So they zoomed in on Nick Nurse's wife last night, and it was hilarious because you could tell she was yelling at one of the kids and didn't realize that the teleprompter was on her. But you didn't see what was happening, but you saw that she was, like, talking very sternly to one of the children. And then once she kind of put her eyes back on the computer screen and saw that she was being highlighted, the mood changed. And it was like, that is such a, that's, I mean, I actually think that that's a beautiful thing, that you can be present at, you know, at a game and be present with your family and be able to multitask and be able to be a part of it and to see that real life experience. I don't know. I thought it was adorable.
Yeah, it's a whole different aspect to being a fan and being a fan in your home, in your natural, comfortable setting, which most of us are, but you're actually on camera.
Right.
So it is unique, and definitely, I was trying to eat my dinner the other night, and I had to keep, like, ducking my head down and shoving my face full of food. It was quite awkward, but all good.
You managed okay. I think I was on with you that game, and I couldn't tell what you were doing until you texted me to say, I'm so hungry.
But, you know, switching back, let's go back to the Western Conference, because you know, we just talked about Dame. We just talked about Luka Doncic. But the individual who is leading the playoffs in scoring right now is a young man from the Utah Jazz in Donovan Mitchell, averaging almost 40 points a game. He had 51 last night, and his Utah Jazz are up 3-1 against the Denver Nuggets, which Denver's the 3 seed, Utah's the 6 seed. So, you know, Denver's on the verge of elimination, and this guy, Donovan Mitchell, has completely balled out. And some of these, you know, these playoff performances are just absolutely remarkable. So, it goes back.
You know, we want to talk a little bit about season two, but we had Danny Green on here, and we've had this conversation since the talk of a bubble of an asterisk on this championship. And is there going to be an asterisk? And it was Danny Green who said that, yes, there's an asterisk, but it makes it more of a championship because people have had to overcome so much more and have had to play in such strenuous circumstances. And what's been fascinating with the entire Western Conference series is how many people are rising above those challenges and are showing their skills and their ability in ways that maybe would have been overlooked. Maybe the finals wouldn't have looked like this if we had a regular season, if COVID hadn't stopped and we had a regular season and all would have been said and done by now. I keep going back to how it is harder, how this has been harder. And so when you see people like Donovan really rising to the occasion, it's even more impressive than had it just happened as if the season had gone on naturally.
It's interesting and just kind of weird plug right now, but Donovan Mitchell and Damian Lillard and James Harden, who are all, you know, leading the playoffs in scoring in some capacity are all Adidas athletes. It's kind of ironic because we've been talking a lot about shoes just in general lately for those that don't know. And just interesting to see these Adidas guys kind of leading the way.
Nike's
on the biggest stage.
Wait,
is it the shoes?
Wait, is it the shoes?
And Luke is a Jordan athlete, so I mean it's technically Nike, but it's just kind of interesting to see Adidas on the up and up.
Well, I think they're going to appreciate the plug. We'll have to send them a clip, see if they're, you're just trying to get swag from them. I know your game here.
I'm sure Adidas is happy with these performances from their young guys.
I'm sure they are. It's money well invested.
But you know, when we look at these brackets, I mean, the Portland game tonight, I hope Portland ties it up. Houston, OKC, another series that is 2-1. The West is, there's no sweeps in the West. Things are competitive aside from this Denver-Utah, but even that last night, it was
a good game to watch.
It was a great game. Yeah. So it is very competitive. Who do you have coming out the West? It is so tough. I want to know what your take is.
Oh, who do I have coming out the West? So I know who my heart's going to pick and I know who my head's going to pick. So I do believe that it's going to be the Lakers that come out. I think that the Lakers will rally. I do feel that the Lakers will be in the finals.
I guess Phil and Danny have sold
me. I know.
You.
They have sold me. They have sold me in spite of my feelings about other members of that particular team. They are selling me. But my heart really wants it to be Dallas.
Wow. You know, I think it's so tough because this is going to be a battle. The Western Conference champ it's going to be such a grueling process to climb that mountain. So when I look at all of these series, you know, I think I keep coming back to it. The Clippers have Kawhi Leonard, and that guy is just on the brightest stage, he performs. He knows how to win games. And I know the series is tied between him and Dallas.
Yeah.
And my heart would love to see Dallas advance. But I really think that the Clippers are going to come out of the West.
I'm going to tell you, I don't think that the Clippers have what it takes. I think when I go back, if I'm thinking practically, if I'm using my head, and that it's the head that said the Lakers will rally. The Lakers will not fall apart. The Lakers are, you know, They are more than LeBron James. They are more than that.
Well, they've got the coaching staff.
Right.
They've got the team, but they also have the whole conscience of do it for Kobe.
Well, yeah, but I think that I think if I'm a professional athlete, I'm in that hallowed franchise. That motivates me. That moves me. When the chips are down, I'm going to go strong. I don't feel that the Clippers have that. I feel that the Clippers, that the mind game is going to get into it. I think that Kawhi does not have the same team that he had with Toronto in terms of teammates. Now, that is not critical of the Clippers. That is 100% how he was able to lead. Kawhi is going to be in my heart forever because him, along with our coach of the year, Nick Nurse, helped our boys become the team that they are. I will never, ever say a bad word about Kawhi Leonard because of that. That was a gift. That was skills. But I don't think that he has teammates with him in LA that are capable of learning and rallying the way that the Raptors in 2018, 2019 were. I don't.
Well, Stephen A. Smith is criticizing Playoff P, as they call him, or Pandemic P in Paul George's performance last night. So it will be interesting, and it is so hard because, yes, you know, is it the Lakers? Is it the Clippers? All of these teams have a chance. The West is competitive. I love it. We all know what your answer is for the East. I know what my answer is. But seriously, if we're going to touch on the East, the series between the Raps and Boston starts on Thursday. How many games does it go to?
I don't know. Can I tell you after game one? I mean, I really feel that game one is going to set the tone for what this series is going to look like. And that could be good or bad, depending on how Toronto plays. I am worried about the Celtics. I think that they are a strong team. I think that they have, I think that there is a physical and a mental aspect in terms of our approach to them as a team, our being the Raptors.
And two phenomenal coaches.
And it's so I think that this goes to game six.
You're calling game six. Wow. Raps and six.
Raps and six.
Brad Stevens and Nick Nurse dueling it out. Yeah. Two great teams. So Raps and six. Let's just talk Milwaukee, Miami, because that's what it looks like it's going to be.
Yeah.
Miami is on the verge of sweeping the Pacers. Milwaukee will beat Orlando. So does Miami eliminate the Bucks, or does Giannis just walk right through them?
Another great question. I don't think that Miami has had as much of a struggle as Milwaukee has had. I think that the Magic have shown up. I think that the Magic have done well.
Well, they've won one game. It's 3-1.
Okay, I know. I understand. I'm just saying I'm watching the game. So it's not just of the outcome. Are we basing this by what the outcome is? Because right now, isn't it 3-0 for Miami?
Yeah, so right, Miami might sweep the Pacers, right, and the Pacers are the higher seed.
Right. But when we're watching, is Miami not really needing to play as hard as Milwaukee has had to play?
I think Miami's played harder.
You think so?
Yeah, well, they're playing a much better team than Orlando.
I understand
Orlando's missing Aaron Gordon. They're missing a bunch of guys.
You're basing it on where they finished or where they went into the playoffs. I'm basing it on what I'm watching. I do not see that the Heat have worked hard at all in this series. I think that it's been pretty easy for them, or they're so good that they've made it look effortless. I'm not sure. But I do not feel that they have. I think that they will struggle. I think that they will come through to the next round, and I think that they will struggle, and that they will ultimately be defeated.
Okay, so before we move on, Trisha's picks are Lakers, Raptors final, and Raps in how many?
I say it goes to the full seven.
Well, Raps in seven, yeah. Your 2020 bubble champions.
What? You're going to give us? You're just asking my predictions. What are your predictions?
It's going to be Raps, Clips, and Raptors in six. Okay. That's my predictions. So, we're wrapping up season two. It's been an absolute joy. I can't believe it's already been 10 weeks into season two. And Robert Covington was our first guest to pioneer or launch season two. So, what was who was your favorite guest in season two?
I can't pick a favorite guest, okay? Because you know what? Every time we would do an interview, I would hang up and say, oh man, I love, this was my favorite by far. I loved Robert Covington. I thought he was amazing. I thought this, his story was so compelling, and it was so surprising to me how inspirational he is. It was not the interview I was expecting, and so it came with a lot of bonuses. I love Josh Okogie. I want to be his friend. I wish he lived closer. I forget that we're not actually friends, and sometimes I'll DM him on Instagram and then be like, oh, he doesn't know who you are. Stop. I really enjoyed, he was a breath of fresh air. I really enjoyed him. Obviously Danny sitting down with us was a lot of fun. But I would say probably if I had to really pick a favorite, I'm going to go for Amjad because he's a nerd like me, and you gave me the freedom to nerd out on this podcast. And as much as I love ball, I'm a nerd first. So I think that Amjad was my favorite if I had to pick a favorite.
Wow.
Gun to my head favorite. I think that was my favorite.
Well, I'm sure we'll tag Amjad in this so he knows. But, we launched this podcast because we wanted to give people different perspectives. There's a lot of podcasts that talk basketball. There's a lot of podcasts that have NBA players on it. But what we do differently is we go 1 week, we could be speaking to a coach, the next week a player, the next week we could be speaking to the commissioner of a new basketball league.
Right.
So we've had everyone from lawyers to finance guys to real estate moguls to trainers, analysts, reporters, and then obviously a slew of players. So we've been very lucky and very fortunate now to even be in through season two, and just looking back at the guests, we've had some tremendous, tremendous guests. And shout out to everyone who's come on the show, both season one and two. I'm very excited for what we have lined
up. Okay, wait. You sound like you're finishing up. There's no way that you're going to make me pick my favorite guest and get on and get people pissed off at me without you picking your favorite guest.
Well,
so what was your favorite guest of season two, KB?
I enjoy every single episode.
Gun to your head.
So I think
gun to your head. Who would be?
So I think I think all the players were great. We were lucky. So. Oh. I think so we had Cove, we had Josh Koji, we had Dwayne Bacon, we had Danny Green, we had Langston Galloway, all tremendous, great, great guys that are so different. If I was to pick my favorite just from the player standpoint, I think the conversation I enjoyed the most was probably with Langston. Langston was, I just think about a guy that is so... His portfolio is so diverse. What he's been able to do as an undrafted vet now in this league is pretty remarkable.
Yeah.
So, and then my favorite personality, you know what? I don't want to say the same as you, but you know what?
Homestead was fun. Dan was fun. Actually, Mike was fun. They were all interesting. The two Mikes. They were all super interesting. And so this is the thing, like you made me pick and I picked, but we have, you said it, we have been so lucky to have guests on this show that have such interesting stories and have so many interesting backgrounds. And honestly, if I wasn't like a political nerd and didn't have the freedom to nerd out with Amjad, I wouldn't be able to pick a favorite. I wouldn't be able to. It was just, that was the one episode that was a little bit different than the others where you gave me free reign to keep going.
Yeah. And
Mark didn't edit me out.
And that's what we want to do. We want to provide our listeners with different perspectives. There is so many, as I said, so many shows, but we want to provide something different. And for people that are listening to our show, if they're, say, guests that you want or different perspectives you want to hear or questions you want to ask us, by all means, send us a DM, follow us everywhere. We are available. I look at it and I'm like, here we are building this show and we're just this startup in Halifax, Nova Scotia. Yeah. It's kind of crazy to think that we've worked hard to speak to the people we do and we really, really foster the relationships we have. And that's why, we are where we are. So I think moving into season three, we would love to get more feedback from people listening. Some of the guests that we have, aside from just NBA players, we've got some NBA chefs coming on. We've got some more coaching staff coming on. And we just want to provide you guys with different insights. So, I mean, I've been so just appreciative of people giving us their time.
Yeah, absolutely. We do appreciate feedback. We're not experts at this. We're just two friends who like basketball and who have different interests and, you know, wanted to start a podcast during COVID. And, you know, it was so where we've come and has really been, you know, a lot of hard work, but also a lot of feedback and a lot of people who have put their fingers into this and have given us their opinions. And we don't shy away from that. We're happy to change if things need to change, and we're happy to take suggestions, the good and the bad. And if there's any players out there who are listening, who would like to sit down and talk with us, who have heard from others how much fun it is to talk to us, we welcome you. We invite you. We'll make any time work for you.
That's right. We accommodate. So season three is going to be dropping in the next few weeks. We're super excited. We've got some great guests lined up, as I said. For everyone listening, if you want to do us a solid, like, share, get a friend to listen, follow us on Facebook, Instagram, Twitter, LinkedIn, YouTube, wherever you are, we're there. So keep listening, keep showing us the love, and we'll keep providing you guys with cool, cool content straight from the hottest league in the world, the NBA.
Go Raps.